Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Give you my 6 a.m. Monday morning. Sad but true. Ben and Woods, though, we're happy to be here with you, especially after Padres sweep the St. Louis Cardinals. Woodsy and Paul talked about their weekends. Spent much at Petco Park watching baseball games. I watched them all on television, mostly either at home or at the Regal Seagull, where we celebrated Patty's birthday. Patty is the proprietor, bartender. He's the guy who's always there at the Seagull. He's our friend from South Africa.
South African.
Yeah, he is. That's not quite. That's kind of my version of a
South African.
A little bit better.
South African.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
That's all I can say, though.
But he's one of those guys who hates having any attention put on him.
Oh, he's like me.
So Shelly went full Woods with the bit and brought giant balloons and had a cake with candles and had everyone in the bar singing to him.
He went red-faced
with embarrassment while doing that. But then we were there for his birthday, and then I got to watch the game there. So that was a lot of fun.
Do you watch? Is there sound or is there no sound?
Well, they didn't. You know, in the past, they didn't used to be. It wasn't worthy of turning it on. Now, it almost always goes on. When the Padres game comes on, the music gets turned off, and the Padres sound gets turned on because everyone wants to watch the game. I mean, it's
so
on.
Awesome.
They have about, I don't know, it's a small place, and there's probably like 8 televisions inside. Probably at least 6 of them will be turned to the Padres game now whenever it goes on, if not all 8 of them.
Beautiful.
If it's a big night. So that's kind of fun, watching with some other people, a little more people out this weekend. After all the vaccinations getting done. So that was kind of fun for me, and that's how we spent most of our weekend.
We were sitting in our seats on Saturday, and probably like the fourth inning. So the game's been going on a while. And all of a sudden, we are in seats 3 and 4. Okay, so 1 and 2 are open, and then there's like 7 seats open to Hannah's right. All of a sudden, somebody comes in, sits down in 1 and 2, and I was like, what? Who are you? Like, what? Like, it was weird, right? I have not sat next to anybody that I was not with. I haven't sat next to a stranger in a long, long time. Now, we had room, so I did end up moving down a seat. So whoever you were, I wasn't trying to be rude, but there was room. But it was weird sitting next to a stranger again. It was very, very strange.
It is strange.
I got invited to something recently as well, and that was weird. Like, hey, we're going to do this in June. Love to have you guys there. I'm like, what? This is weird. I haven't been invited to something in a long time. I'm not going to say I'm having a hard time acclimating again, but it's something you think about. You just haven't done it in a while. They're like a barbecue. I haven't gone to a barbecue at somebody's home in over a year. So it's a weird thing now, getting invited to things and seeing actual human beings.
There's a process of kind of stepping back into your life after,
like, getting out of prison, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Like in Shawshank. Yeah, boss, can I go use the restroom? You don't have to ask me. Just if you have to take a leak, go take a leak. I feel like I'm in Shawshank right now.
We're setting up the Ben and Woods Open for later this year in November, and, you know, trying to still Obviously, by then, we're hoping things are pretty open, but obviously still, you know, dealing with some of the restrictions and making plans for how that's going to work. But knowing, oh, let's hope by November, you know, life is pretty much back to normal at that point.
And I sure hope so.
We can just do everything like we would normally do for a golf tournament.
So, exactly right.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So we got more Padres to talk about Saturday and Sunday's games. We already talked a little bit about Friday's games in our 5 a.m. hour. First, though, as we do in our 6 o'clock segment every day, get some headlines from the weekend. Pauly Reindl, today's edition of the Reindl Report.
You're listening to the Reindl Report with Paul Reindl on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
Well, I just got a text from Patty. He's up. He's not usually up, you know, he's a late worker. So,
good morning, Patty.
South Happy Africa. Belated birthday, Patty.
Happy belated South Africa.
We were actually sitting there, and there was some people who didn't, not regulars at the Seagull, and they were trying to make a wager on what his accent, where it was from. And the guy at the bar, $20, says you can't get where his accent's from. Because people, you know, Australian, New
English,
Zealand, English, where is it? Patty usually says Kentucky. But she got it on the first guy, I think South African. And goes, yes, absolutely right.
Nailed it.
Guy lost $20 right there and there. All right, Paulie, go ahead.
All righty, we'll start in the NBA. It was Hall of Fame induction weekend. Postponed due to the pandemic last year, so it was the 2020 induction. They also announced the 2021 class. It's headlined by Chris Webber, Chris Bosch, and Ben Wallace, who I was surprised to get in there, but glad to see. That guy was an absolute
great defensive
monster.
Yeah, I looked at his resume. Some people were complaining about it a little bit, and they flipped his resume up on the screen, and you're like, makes sense to me. Makes total sense to me. Ozzie Smith is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, right? Like, the dude was a defensive genius. Changed the game.
He'd have games where he'd score like 2 points.
I mean, Rodman's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Rodman's in the Hall of Fame. He did nothing offensively for the most part.
But this weekend, it was all about Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and of course, late Kobe Bryant.
It's
they
a
went
beastly
into
class.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Beastly class.
Yeah. I mean, the pedigree that those guys, that their resumes have, pretty remarkable. But it was highlighted, obviously, with Kobe Bryant going into the Hall of Fame posthumously. Vanessa Bryant was there. Michael Jordan gave a speech, but here's a little clip from Vanessa as she was inducting Kobe into the Hall of Fame.
You once told me, if you're going to bet on someone, bet on yourself. I'm glad you bet on yourself, you overachiever. You did it. You're in the Hall of Fame now. You're a true champ. You're not just an MVP. You're an all-time great. I'm so proud of you. I love you forever and always. Kobe, Bean, Bryant.
I mean, she kept her composure. She choked up a little there at the end. But I can't even imagine how difficult that is for her still to get up there and to do that. And then while we're talking on the NBA, play-in games this week.
Oh, my God. I'm captivated.
We were talking about this before the show. We usually always do talk NBA before the show.
Yeah, every day. I mean, we just pound the NBA in here. Pauly goes, Woodsy. He basically gave me the Friday speech. Look, Woodsy, I know you don't like basketball. I know this. But let me. I go, stop. I'm going to stop you right there. I already know what's coming. I saw it. I watched the last 3 minutes of the Warriors game the other day because it was on before the baseball game. I'm in. I'm all in. One game for all the marbles for those two teams, the Warriors, Lakers. I'm in.
So we got
four
play-in games this week. It starts tomorrow night in the Eastern Conference. The Hornets and the Pacers, the 10 and the 9 seed.
Okay, can't name a player from either team, but go ahead.
And then the 7 and the 8 seed are the Celtics and the Wizards.
Okay, I can probably name a Celtic maybe.
I don't think you could.
Probably not.
And then on Wednesday, it's the Western Conference, the 9 seed Grizzlies and the 10 seed Spurs. And then after that, it's the 8 seed Warriors with most likely MVP Steph Curry and the defending champs, the 7 seed Lakers.
Oh, my God.
7 o'clock.
So just because people are still confused as to how this works, let me explain it one more time. The 7 and 8 seeds will play the one game with the winner into the tournament as the 7 seed.
Okay.
You're done. You don't have to play again. The loser of that game, so like loser of Warriors Lakers, then plays the winner of the 10-9 game, and the winner of that game gets in as the 8 seed. So to get out of the playoffs, the Lakers would have to lose twice. So all they have to do is win one of the two.
So not for all
in
the marbles.
It's half, kind of a half,
half
marble,
of a marble
sort of thing. In
for
the
some
beginning.
Of the marbles.
That's now, weird. I think it's
for
big,
some of the marbles.
I think it's big, though, because if you know NBA matchups, the Lakers probably would much rather face the Phoenix Suns, the second seed in the first round as the 7 seed, and then go that path because the Clippers are the 4 seed, so you avoid the Clippers and the Jazz in the second round. You don't have to face them.
Say it again. What do you want the Lakers
you
to
want
do?
You want them to beat the Warriors and get the 7 seed so they face the Phoenix Suns
Got
in
it.
The first round.
Okay.
And then the 3-6 winner in the third round. Not,
okay.
Not, or the second round. Not the Utah
that
Jazz.
That was the most confusing.
I'm trying.
It's the most
it's not,
confusing.
I mean, it really is just essentially just a wild card game.
Yeah, it's a wild card game.
It's a wild card game in kind of baseball, except you get a second chance.
You get a second chance. It would be like game 163. You get another chance if you lose.
One other, as long as we're just on the basketball and the Hall of Fame, I thought the most interesting comment of Hall of Fame weekend was actually Rudy Tomjanovich, who used his induction speech to argue that Robert Horry should be in the Hall of Fame. Big shot Bob.
Yeah.
Who, career-wise, Woods, averaged 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. In his entire career.
Single.
Yeah, he was not, I mean, not a Hall of Fame player, but big shot Bob. I mean, just ring after ring.
Got
huge
more rings
shot
than Jordan.
Yeah. After huge shot
What's
in the
he got,
playoffs.
Like 8?
Is, at least 7.
7?
I think 7. I mean, is that enough to have those big moments to be a Hall of Famer, or do you have to have a little more of a resume
I think you have to have a resume. It's like, hey, man, the guy did one good bit a week. He's a radio Hall of Famer. I don't think so. You got to put together several good bits a week for several years. Seven-time champ. That's a lot
of
rings.
I thought that was kind of interesting. So.
All right, we'll switch over to baseball highlight from the weekend. Did you guys see Nick Castellanos?
Yes.
And his interview? Well, the interview that he didn't do after the game. So Castellanos hit a home run earlier in the game, and he was seen on camera fist-bumping a fan sitting front row right next to the dugout and, like, the camera well there. And so player of the game has to do an interview, and Castellanos took off the headset, handed it over to the fan.
So great.
And it's not the greatest quality. It's from Alexander92 on Twitter, posted the audio. Here's how it sounded.
All right, be careful. You're on live TV here now. What led up to the fist bump? So I told Nick when he got there that he should imagine that Rob Manfred's face was on the baseball. And the next pitch, he lit it up over the fence, baby. All right. End it right there. Whatever motivation it takes, right? Whatever it takes. All right.
Yeah, and Castellanos will get fined somehow for that.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, he'll get fined,
really?
Suspended.
That's going to be a tough one, though. How do you do that?
I didn't say it.
He didn't say anything.
I didn't say a word.
Didn't say a word.
I love that he fist-bumped that fan.
I'm so the interviewer in that situation. Like, what do I do here? Oh, he just handed it to a fan.
Would just probably talk over him. I had to guess. As he was
I wouldn't know what he was going to say.
He was telling
I'd be
the
very
story.
Nervous in that situation.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes. I love Nick Castellanos, though. He's great. I'd love to have him here. Good player.
Just a lot of hits.
Lots of hits.
Finally, here's your headline. Woman trespasses Miami High School and poses as student to gain Instagram followers.
That's weird.
Yeah, a woman in Miami Beach has been charged in order to stay away from a local high school after police say she trespassed the school and pretended to be a student. She's 28 years old. She's an employee. She works in sales for Carnival Cruise Line, and she walked into American Senior High School in Miami last week, and security confronted her. And she portrayed herself as a student and said that she was just looking for the registration office. However, instead of walking to the office, she walked right past it, down a hallway, confronting multiple students as they were trying to enter a classroom. Upon the confrontation, she stopped the students from entering the classroom, didn't let them go in. So security confronted her a second time. This time, she refused to stop for the security entirely. She just kind of left, walked away from them. And she was seen multiple times, like in the parking lot, talking to students and trying to get them to follow her on Instagram.
It's a desperate act.
This is like the idiot social media version of 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, yeah. You dress up and go undercover to be a narc.
Okay, so do people realize social media? I'm fine with it. We use it on our job. It's important. We want to get followers, get the word out on, you know, things that are happening with Ben and Woods, interact with our listeners. We cultivate followers as well. But going and getting a bunch, if you're a cruise salesperson, going and getting a bunch of high school kids to follow you on Instagram, they're not buying cruise vacations. So
no,
there's no point to that at all. It's just completely pointless to get a bunch of high school kids to follow you on Instagram, other than, unless it's stroking your own ego somehow. But if that is, if that's the case, then you have deeper psychological issues.
Well, people, you know, certain people have bought followers and stuff. Like, they've purchased followers.
You see, again, that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
You can...
They're not real.
Right.
There's no point to it.
But you can...
Other than if you are so very insecure that, like, the number of your followers has some sort of meaning to you,
yes,
to show off to other people. It just shows how unbelievably insecure you are as a person, Woods.
Correct.
Not you, Woods.
Not right.
A person.
I would never... Let's look at the follower count right now. I mean, Ben and Woods, we started that account, what, a couple days into our stint when we got hired. We are now 8,038 followers.
I mean,
that's homegrown right there.
You guys block people who want to follow us.
Yeah, we end up blocking
people. You keep the numbers down artificially by blocking people. I don't block anybody because I figure I'll just take the follower. That's fine. I mean, you know, I may not agree with you.
Ben loves the clout.
You love the clout.
So police caught up with her in the parking lot, and she screamed and ran away from them. They went back and looked at video footage, and they saw her. She was handing out pre-printed pamphlets with her social media username and handle and everything on the flyers. And then the best part is this paragraph that says, once officials were able to locate her through her social media page,
right,
she was arrested at her Miami Beach home and taken into custody.
What's the charge? Impersonating a high school student?
She was charged on three counts. One for burglary of an occupied dwelling with a bond of $15,000. One for trespassing an educational institution.
Okay.
With a bond of $500. And one for resisting an officer without violence to his person with a bond of $1,000.
All right. Well, lock her up. Throw away the key. The dangers of cloud hunting.
I mean, you can keep the key here. Some point.
Yeah, you can give the key back.
Give the key back.
Yeah, it's not a life sentence or anything. Give it a couple weeks.
That's our rival report for a Monday. Daily Diddy selection belongs to Paul. Little Diddy. Maybe get into the most surprising news of the weekend coming up next. It involved a former Cardinal and Angel and the LA Dodgers. Probably know what I'm talking about at this point. I will get to that. First, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan with Ben Woods.